guests is our returning champion, James Reynolds from Malibu, California. Stand by to see James play for a diamond ring valued at $12,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a luxuriously equipped Jeep valued at $22,387 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Nice to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back a fine champion. This is James Reynolds. Hi, James.
Hi, Jim.
$260 in your bank account now. Passed up some beautiful things. And Jay was talking about that lovely, lovely diamond and gold ring worth $12,000. Here on Sale of the Century, it sells for $340. You're at $260, so you need to win and $80 more dollars, and you could walk away with that ring. Are you ready?
Oh, I am ready.
All right, good luck, James. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hi.
Got some good people for us,
I trust. You bet. She has a subscription addiction from Huntington Beach, California. Let's all meet Sharon Ross.
Hello there, Sharon.
And he directs The Stars of Tomorrow from Rochester, New York. A big welcome to Neil Roden.
Hello there, Neil. See you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Get acquainted with these folks before we get into the game. Neil, you direct The Stars of Tomorrow.
Yes, Jim. I'm a teacher in a private school, and I also direct the drama program for the 5th through the 12th grade. So I get to work with all age levels.
That's got to be fun, working with the young people like that, I would think.
Keeps you on your toes.
I would think so. Good to have you here. Sharon, you have a subscription addiction.
Yes, Jim. I subscribe to usually between 8 and 10 magazines, Book of the Month Club, and a couple newspaper, and get time to read them all somehow.
It sounds like my wife. All the magazines come to our house. Well, nice to have. I'm glad you could spend a little time here with us. Good to have you here. Obviously, if you've been doing all that reading and got a lot of knowledge, it might help you here. Good luck. $20 starts all three players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is a champion, gets to go shopping. We'll start with this. In a popular 60s TV series, what was so unusual about the nun played by Sally Field? Neil?
She flew.
That's right. She was a flying nun. $5 for the correct answer. Neil goes to 25. Name the author of children's books whose real name is Theodore Geisel. James?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is exactly who it is. The champion is heard from. In the Old West, what was the last name of outlaw brothers Frank and Jesse? James?
James. Great
funny.
Name.
I always answer the question. Was it Frank and Jesse? James? James. Yes, there's an echo in here. Get another five, going to 30. Can I help you with any other questions?
Please do.
Complete the following threesome. He's tall, dark, and Sharon.
Handsome.
No, it's tall, dark, and Sharon. No, it's handsome. You're right. Sharon goes to 25 as well. What is the brittle, unleavened bread eaten during the feast, Neil?
Matzah.
Of the Passover, matzah it is, and Neil goes to 30. And ties James for first place. Time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, but right now we've got a tie. Neil and James, you both have a one-question lead over Sharon. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sale of the Century price hit your buzzer for one of you, this is yours.
Neil or James, here's an enlightening idea for your home. Authentic, pure crystal lamps imported from Europe by Crystal Clear Industries. Each piece is hand-cut and individually signed. Suddenly, everything is crystal clear, and they're normally priced at $400. But today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $5.
Oh, they are lovely. They are lovely. Hand-cut crystal, $400 worth of lamps for $5, and neither one of you touching the buzzer. It's only the value of one question.
Somebody at my house would hit them with a volleyball.
The what? If the volleyball would ruin it? Well, then I'll tell you what.
I'm afraid of it.
Less than the value of a question. $3. Going what Neil will buy for, yeah, for less than a value. Easily you can make that up. Enjoy the lamps, $400 worth. Cost you just $3. We knocked that off your score down to 27. You got a beautiful pair of lamps there. Who directed the classic horror film The Birds? James.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Hitchcock it is, and James the 35. What is the term of office for a member of the... Neil?
2 years.
You heard the... for a House of Representatives, you're right. It is 2 years. Good anticipation, and he gets another five. The Entertainment Awards given by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, James?
Golden Globe.
That's exactly what they're known as, and James hits the $40 mark. halfway to that $12,000 diamond ring. Time now for the fame game and a lot of information, players, about a famous person for a pick of the board. Famous person. I am an actor born in Montana in 1901. I went to school in England, was a Yellowstone Park guide, and drew political cartoons. I was a cowboy extra in Hollywood till I got a big break in 1926. I was tall and laconic with a shy smile. James.
John Wayne.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, a break for the challengers. No dollar value. You're playing for a pick of the board. You stay at 40. Continue for Neil and Sharon. I personify the strong, silent American. I won Oscars for Sergeant York and High Noon. I... Sharon.
James.
Don't say anything more. Neil has the rest of the question to himself. I occasionally said, yup. I am Gary. Would we all across the country like to shout it out together?
Cooper.
Gary Cooper. Yup. Didn't get Gary Cooper. Oh. Sergeant, oh my goodness. Oh, I am crushed, friends. I need to recover. We'll be right back. They missed Gary Cooper. And Neil, who teaches drama, is going to hear it from his students about missing Gary Cooper. It is James at 40, Neil at 32, Sharon at 25. In Great Britain, what government official lives at 10 Downing Street? James.
The Prime Minister.
That's right, Margaret Thatcher, either one acceptable, and James goes to 45. According to the familiar song, these sparkling things are a girl's best friend. Sharon.
Diamonds.
Oh, she said that lovingly, yes. Sharon goes to 30. Innocently enough, the literal translation of this French phrase means a household of three. James.
A ménage à trois.
A household of three. That's all it means. A ménage à trois it is. James goes to 50. After Mandarin Chinese, more people speak this language than any other in the world. Neil?
Spanish.
Nope. English. English. And Neil takes a backward step, losing another five. Well, James, you have a big $20 lead all to yourself. Can we... What? This looks interesting.
James, if there's dirt on your clothes, take it off. Take it all off with Frigidaire's finest laundry pair. An 18-pound capacity washer with Halo spray fill system. An extra wide door opening and four temperature settings on the dryer. Furnished by Frigidaire, and it's normally priced at $880. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10. Woo!
Bravo. That's not... Now, James, let me first get this straight. We are selling the washer and dryer, right?
I would miss things like that at the laundromat, I'm afraid.
That's right. We have an interesting laundromat here. $880 worth of washer and dryer, and you guys did great. That was lovely. For $10, you would still have a $10. Didn't they do good? All of our people do good things on this show. They really do. If you bought that $880 worth of washer and dryer, you would have a $10 lead still, and ample time to get to that lovely ring. And I'm feeling generous. I want to make it over a $1,000 bargain. I will give you $200 in cash to buy soap, washer, dryer, and $200 in cash for $10. Buy one. Kurt, he's going to buy. Enjoy that. Enjoy the washer and dryer. Cost you just $10. You knocked the $10 off your score. You are down to 40 by the $10 lead over Sharon. All three of you in this. What kind of sea creatures are congers and morays? Sharon?
Eels.
Eels is right. Sharon pulls over in one question of James. Who is the only boxer ever to win the heavyweight championship three different times? James.
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali is right. And again, the champion stretches the lead to 10. Which U.S. river flows 1,360 miles from James?
The Mississippi.
Nope. From the Rockies into the Gulf of California. That is the Colorado River. Quick buzzer costs the champion. He loses five, but still has a $5 lead. During photosynthesis, the plants take in the gas with the chemical symbol CO2. Sharon.
They give off oxygen?
I was just going to say very simply, what is it? And carbon dioxide is what CO2 is. And a quick buzzer costs Sharon five. Sorry about that. What kind of shooting are you doing if your target is a clay pigeon? Neil.
Skeet.
Skeet or trap shooting, either one acceptable. And Neil goes over the $30 mark. Good close game. Yeah. Now, we often, our staff looks up odd laws and things. This is one of the oddest, and this is absolutely true. Talking about skeet shooting, there is a law in the state of Kentucky which prohibits the shooting of clay pigeons during their breeding season. True. We'll be right back. Our champion is halfway to what he needs for that $12,000 diamond ring, but he has been pushed all day in a good match. It is James at 40, Neil at 32, Sharon at 30. We batted a $15 money card up on the board. Next crack of the fame game and a famous thing. I am a product produced by a corporation that bears my name, headquartered on Technology Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I utilize a photographic process invented by... Sharon.
Xerox.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You stay at 30. We'll clear the board. Continue for Neil and James. I utilize a photograph. Neil?
Polaroid.
Invented by Edwin Herbert Land. Polaroid is exactly the process we're looking for. Yes. You've got a pick of the board now, Neil. There are nine numbers up there on the board because Gary Cooper didn't get us up there the last time. What number would you like?
Number four.
And behind number four, we have $5.
Close match. Every money card may be important. We add that $5 to Neil's score. He pulls it within $3 of James. Sharon, you're back in. Now remember, the $10 and $15 money cards stay up there. We'll add $25 later. Name the politician who's married to actress Jane Fonda. James.
Tom Hayden.
Hayden it is, and James to 45. What is the French word for a castle or a home in the country? James.
Chateau.
Chateau it is. Two in a row with the champion with a $20 lead. Who is the host of the popular old TV series You Bet Your Life? James.
Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx it is. And again, James has stretched it out. And a great time to stretch it out because you've got the opportunity to buy. $25 lead, James. Oh, take a look at this.
James, add good taste to your dining room with this beautiful Ethan Allen hutch. With adjustable shelves, groove for china display, antique seated glass accented by pine veneer, furnished by Tradition House, and it's normally priced at $1,499. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Isn't that nice? Like that?
Beautiful.
Remember, you got a great trunk for furniture in the last show. This
everything would go well together.
Wonderful. It's $1,499 if you went in to buy it, but here would be $15. You've got a $25 lead. So if you bought it, again, you would have that $10 lead. That may be enough for you to win.
These guys are good.
They are good. I'll make it easier for you, James. I'm always trying to help. You can have that hutch and... One, two, three, four, $500 in cash. For 15 bucks, you would still have a $10 lead. Going to buy. He is a confident champion. You've got some money, you've got a beautiful chest, and we have a very good game as we knock that $10 off, $15 off his score, and it is a $3 lead for the champion. Did he make the right decision? We'll find out after this. Enjoy. Great fun. I must say, our champion, James Reynolds, is a gutsy champion. He does a lot of buying. He's picked up a lot of wonderful things, and he's got the lead, but it is a slender $3 lead over Neil and a two-question lead over Sharon. Back to three nice people in this. With which of the arts do you associate Mark Rothko, Max Ernst? Neil.
Pictures or paintings.
You got it. Painting, art, anything like that. You know what they do, and you've got another $5. And over the $40 mark, Neil goes into the lead by two. What is the capital city of India? James.
Nepal.
No. New Delhi. New Delhi. Champion takes a backward step and loses $5 down to 35. On what Broadway star's life for the musicals Funny Girl and Funny Lady? James.
Fanny Bryce.
That's where they're based on Fanny Bryce. You got that $5 right back to 40. $2 separate the gentleman, and Sharon just $12 behind, and I will tell you there are $10, $15, and $25 money cards. Third and final crack of the fame game, and a famous person could be the difference in a close match. I was born in the capital of an independent European country in the mid-15th century. In my late teens, I went to sea in a Genovese galley. Later, I settled in Spain. My ambition was to find a short route to the Indies. Finally, Queen Isabella of Spain, James.
Christopher Columbus.
Columbus it is, yes. That was one that was almost so obvious he said it couldn't be. Yes, it was. It was Christopher Columbus. Boy. James, you got a big pick of the board.
Number one.
And behind number one, we have floor care products. Bissell Floor Care Products, featuring the double action sweeper for quick pickups on carpets and bare floors. Plus, the carpet machine, too, for deep cleaning with 4-in-1 carpet formula, furnished by Bissell.
Over $300 worth of carpet products, but I think he was looking for big money cards. Where were they, Summer?
Yes, behind the number 8, the number 2, and the number 7.
Well, the champion didn't find any big money cards, so this game is going down to the wire, and we finish it, as always, with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Neil at $42, James at $40, Sharon at $30. Anyone can win it as we start the speed round now. What musical instrument was played by jazz great Louis Armstrong? James?
The trombone.
Right? No. Oh. Michelangelo spent 4 years painting the ceiling. James?
The Sistine Chapel.
Right. What is the tallest animal on earth? Sharon?
The giraffe.
Right. According to the adage, what makes the heart grow fonder? Neil?
Absence.
Right. How many quarts are in a gallon? Sharon?
2.
Wrong. What TV comic is known as Uncle Milty? James?
Milton Berle.
Right. Shanghai is the largest city in what country? Neil?
China.
Right. Who was the only American president to resign from office? Neil?
Buchanan.
Wrong. Give me the name of the basic monetary unit of Great Britain. Neil?
The pound.
Right. In mythology, Eros was the Greek god of... James?
Love.
Right. In what American city can you stroll around the loop? Neil?
Chicago.
Right. Name the author of Animal Farm in 1984. Neil?
George Orwell.
Right. What department of the U.S. government is headed by the Attorney General? Neil?
Justice.
Right. What are the ends of the Earth's axis called? Neil?
The poles.
Right. They tied up with a big finish. We have a new champion. Neil Tinnett with a big finish in the speed round. Back to the new champion in just a moment. First of all, the jazz great Louis Armstrong. You started to say trumpet and changed your mind. Trombone? No, he played the trumpet. And how many quarts in a gallon? There are 4 quarts in a gallon. Sharon, I know you know that. And the only American president to resign from office, a little more recent, Richard Nixon was the only one to resign from office. And we've got to say goodbye to our champion. But what we say all the time, it's not just the major prizes, but everything else you pick up along the way. He has picked up a lot. He failed in going for the major prize, but how can we say this man is lost? He's got that lovely chair, the butcher block, all the kitchen appliances, trip to Hawaii. You've got that mini race car, another trip to the Bahamas, the washer and dryer, the hutch, $3,050 in cash, $14,682 in cash and prizes, and that's without a major prize. James, congratulations, a fine champion. Sharon, unfortunately, didn't pick up anything along the way, but a good player. We've got your cash in front of you. Thank you so much for joining us. It looked like you were having fun there. But it is a new champion, Neil Roden, who's going to join me back here and go shopping. Come on, Neil. Well, you really won it going away with a great finish. Congratulations. You've got $72 in your bank account, and of course, the price doesn't make any difference with that first-level prize. All you have to do is say yes, and you can walk away with this.
Keep a record of all your digs with this commemorative gold camera. A flagship 35mm model finished in black with 24-karat gold trim. A limited edition from Sammy's Camera. Normally priced at $3,000, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
And as I said, Neil, you are entitled to the first-level prize. You won with $72. Normally it would be $85, but you are entitled to take that camera and leave us. Or you can put your money in the bank and play on. Every 5 shows, everything changes. So, of course, you're a little further away from the next-level prize. I would tell you at the first-level prize, as we come back, will be a lady's necklace for $85. You would be $103 away from a lady's fur. Then we have a grand piano for $260. We've got a speedboat for $340. We usually have a great trip, and I think a lovely, lovely trip to Spain would be wonderful for $445. Luxury automobile always for $530. $640 gets you all the prizes we've got on the stage. And $750, if you can hang on there and keep winning, you'll get every prize we've got that I've named, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $57,000.
Over $100,000 in cash and prizes could be yours. So right now, Neil, think about it. You can buy that camera and leave with everything else you've picked up, or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you can continue to win. We'll get your decision in a moment. Back with our new champion, Neil Roden. One was $72. It is enough to buy that camera and leave. Put your money in the bank, and as I mentioned, bigger and better things up the line. What's it going to be, Neil?
Jim, I think I'm going to risk it and come back.
He's going to come back. So we'll put his money in the bank. He's got a ways to go for that ladies first. We'll see what happens. We'll add another $1,000. $58,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challenges next time. We'll settle this entry. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Good luck.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.